Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 7 of our 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today, we're going to look at Psalm 119. Get your Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 9. And I've asked my good friend Craig Groeschel, who's the pastor of Life Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, to lead us today. You know, Craig's written a number of books, including The Christian Atheist, Believing in God but Living as If He Doesn't Exist. So, Craig, take us through this study of Psalm 119, 9.
Welcome to 40 Days in the Word. My name is Craig Groeschel. I'm the pastor of Life Church, and I just want to say it's a huge honor to partner with Pastor Rick and with Saddleback Church and with thousands of churches from all over the world as we gather together for 40 days to make God's living Word a priority in our lives, to direct us, empower us, strengthen us, as we spend 40 days and then a lifetime in the Word. Now, if you're looking at this video and you're thinking the color doesn't look quite right, the reason you're thinking that is because the color doesn't look quite right. The reason is because every time we do a video, we start off with what's called a white balance, but we didn't do a white balance today. Now, a white balance is when we take a white piece of paper and we hold it up in front of the camera, so the camera knows to interpret all the other colors based on what true white is. If the camera doesn't get a white balance, the camera doesn't know how to interpret all the other colors. So right now the camera is kind of guessing. But once I show it what true white is, then it can give you a true representation of all the colors. So here is our white balance. We'll focus in. This is true white. And now all the other colors look the way they should. Have my iPad, please. The same thing goes in our world today. If we don't have a white balance or a standard of truth, then we can suddenly have a very discolored view of what the world looks like and what it's supposed to look like. For example, if we're talking about what is right and what is wrong, if we don't have a standard of truth, suddenly we can think what is wrong is actually right, and we can become desensitized to different types of sins. For example, just give you a random example. Years ago, I watched my first UFC match where two guys were tearing each other's heads off. And in this particular match, I don't know if years ago the rules were different, maybe they were. I watched this guy actually get his arm snapped in two in the middle of the fight. And every time one guy would just land a blow, and I'd kind of wince and turn away and go, ooh, ooh, over and over and over again. Well, when the guy's arm snapped, I just about vomited. Just watching it was just disgusting, but it intrigued me. Well, the next time I watched it, it wasn't so disgusting to me. I kind of liked it, and after a while, I liked it a lot. Now, years later, I call in my sons, and we watch it together, and we're like, snap his arm, break it off. And what's happened is, what used to bother me doesn't bother me anymore. And I'm afraid that in our world today, there are things that probably bother the heart of God, but they don't bother us anymore because we don't know what's right or wrong because we're not using the white balance, the standard of truth. So what I want to do is I want to let God's Word be our white balance. And I want to share with you a few thoughts from God's Word from Psalm 119 about staying pure in this very impure world. And the psalmist starts by asking this question, how can a young man keep his way pure? It's a great question. How can a young man keep his way pure? Because in this impure world, there are so many different types of temptations. You can't go out to the mall without seeing sexually suggestive advertisements. You can't turn on the radio or the television or go out with your friends without seeing things, hearing things, being exposed to things that are impure and can lead you to do things that aren't right. For example, I noticed in my own life going just to see movies or watching television shows. There are so many movies or shows that I would think, you know, man, that's just funny. I mean, it's hilarious. But what I found is I started watching them more carefully with maybe the white balance of God's Word showing me what's maybe right and what's not right. I found that I was actually laughing at things that were very sinful. In fact, I'd have to say I was being entertained by sin. Entertained by sin. I started to ask myself, well, if it's funny, does that make it right? And the bottom line is, just because something's funny doesn't mean it's right. So here's a question. How can a young man keep his ways pure? And the Bible answers this question. The answer is, by living according to your word. Whose word? It's God's word. How can a young man keep his way pure? And the answer is, by living according to God's word. Now, this is very simple, almost offensively so, but the only way to live according to God's word is to know His word, to read it. And that's why I'm so thankful that we're spending 40 days and beyond seeking God through His word. How can we stay pure? By living according to His word. Then the psalmist says to God, I seek you with all my heart. We're not going to be partially devoted followers of Christ. We're going to be fully devoted followers of Christ. We seek you with all my heart. And then he says, do not let me stray from your commands. And I love verse 11 that says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's not just that the word of God is in a book or on my iPad or on my phone or Pastor Rick or somebody else teaches it, but I'm taking God's word and I'm putting it in my heart. And when it's in my heart, it becomes the white balance that shows me this is truth and this is a lie. This is right and this is wrong. God's word encourages me. It convicts me. It equips me. It empowers me. It speaks to me. It ministers to me. It guides me. When I get off of the path, God's word hidden in my heart brings me back onto the path. How can a young person, how can anybody remain pure? We do it by living according to the word. Don't just hear the word, but do the word. If there's any area in your life that's inconsistent with God's word, hide His word in your heart. Let the Spirit bring His word to your mind. Adjust your life according to His word. Let His word be the white balance that tells you what's right or wrong, and then live according to His word. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to His word. God, I pray today that our hearts would be open to anything in our lives that is inconsistent with your word. As we seek you in these 40 days and well beyond in your word, we pray, God, that we would be able to hide your word in our hearts, that we would not sin against you. God, that we wouldn't interpret what's right or wrong based on our feelings or what other people think or what culture says is appropriate, but God, we would interpret it based on the white balance of your living word. And as we hide your word in our hearts, we wouldn't sin against you, but we would live a life that would please and glorify you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.